is the revelation of Jesus Christ. From Genesis to Revelation. In Genesis, he is the seed of the woman. In Exodus, he is the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he is the high priest. In Numbers, he is the bronze serpent. In Deuteronomy, he is the prophet. In Joshua, he is the captain of our salvation. In Judges, he is a righteous deliverer. In Ruth, he is the king's redeemer. In Samuel, he is the anointed king. In 2 Samuel, he is the everlasting king of David's lineage. In 1 Kings, he is the wise, righteous king. In 2 Kings, he is the faithful prophet. In 1 Chronicles, he is the sovereign king. In 2 Chronicles, he is the righteous temple. In Ezra, he is the restorer of the temple. In Nehemiah, he is the rebuilder of the walls. In Esther, he is the advocate of his people. In Job, he is the righteous sufferer. In Psalms, he is the anointed Lord. In Proverbs, he is the manifold wisdom of God. In Ecclesiastes, he is the meaning of life. In Songs of Solomon, he is the loving groom. In Isaiah, he is the suffering servant. In Jeremiah, he is the righteous branch. In Lamentation, he is the weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, he is the restorer of the bones. In Daniel, he is the everlasting king. In Hosea, he is the faithful husband. In Joel, he is the outpourer of the Spirit. In Amos, he is the righteous judge. In Obadiah, he is the deliverer on Mount Zion. And in Jonah, he is the risen king. In Micah, he is the ruler born in Bethlehem. In Nahum, he is the avenger of the Lord's elect. In Habakkuk, he is the justifier. In Zephaniah, he is the mighty savior. In Haggai, he is the deliverer of the nation. In Zechariah, he is the Messiah. In Malachi, he is the son of righteousness. In Matthew, he is the son of God. In Mark, he is the tireless servant. In Luke, he is the son of man. In Jonah, he is the word and the bread and the well of life. In the beginning was the word, and this word was life, and this word was the light of men. In him is the risen king. In Romans he's the justifier. In 1 Corinthians he's the best fruit. In 2 Corinthians he's the Lord of comfort. In Galatians he's the Lord's redeemer. In Ephesians he's the head of the church. In Ephesians he's the head of the church. Can the church of Jesus Christ make a lovely noise this evening? In Ephesians, he's the head of the church. In Philippians, he's the name above all other name. And his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. In Colossians, he's the faithful God. In Thessalonians, he's the coming king. In 2 Thessalonians, he's the victorious judge. In 1 Timothy, he's the mediator between God and man. In 2 Timothy, he's the faithful servant. In Titus, he's our blessed hope. In Philemon, he's the forgiver. In Hebrews, he's our great high priest. In James, he's the Lord of glory. In 1 Peter, he's the suffering shepherd. In 2 Peter, he's the soon coming king. In 1 John, he's the word of life. 2 John, he is the truth. 3 John, his faithfulness. In Judah, he is he's the keeper of the faithful. In Revelation, he's the Alpha, he's the Omega, he's the beginning, he's the end, he's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords. Who is this King of Glory? He's the Lord strong and mighty. He's the Lord mighty in battle. We know no other God. We have no other King. His name is Jesus. He was there in the beginning. He will be there in the ending. Come on, give your Savior a loud shout. Come on, give your Jesus. We have come to encounter. We have come to Mount Zion, the city on the hill, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. alabraka selomaya. Simanda, he is Savior, King, Deliverer, Healer, Restorer, name above all other name. He is Healer, Deliverer, Liberator. He is Jesus. He is Jesus. He is Jesus. You are our King. We have come to bow, to worship you and you alone. There is no other King. We know no other God. We call no other God. There is no another name under the heaven by which men can be saved except the name of Jesus. At the mention of this name, every knee will bow. At the mention of this name, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. At the mention of this name, chains will break. At the mention of this name, doors will open. At the mention of this name, healing will take place. At the mention of this name, deliverance is sure. At the mention of this name, demons flee. At the mention of this name, it is the name above every other name. Ikaka lebasko kerabra, kayaka lebasoya delabra, ekesele mayaya mayaso, lekaka ya sandelabre, kaya nalaba ya soye talayama.
Back then
He's still the resurrector right now. The way he resurrected the little girl back then, he's still the resurrector right now. The way he stopped the blood from flowing back then, he still stops the blood right now. The way he made a way back then, he's still making a way right now. The way he opened the door back then, he's still opening the door right now.
He is the same as today.
Yes. Israelo, ao ver tudo,
por Deus Israelo.